Have you ever noticed how the past never really stays buried? It waits, patient and persistent, until the exact moment you're least prepared to face it. For Antoine Ray, that moment arrives on a sun-drenched road returning from a nostalgic birthday trip with his sister Melanie. "Antoine, there's something I need to tell you," she begins, turning to look at him instead of watching the road. In that split second of distraction, metal crumples, glass shatters, and a family secret that's been submerged for 37 years begins its violent ascent to the surface. What could Melanie have remembered that was so powerful it literally caused her to lose control? This question becomes Antoine's obsession, pulling him into an investigation that will transform everything he thought he knew about his mother, his family, and himself. Noirmoutier Island is a time capsule of the Ray family's last perfect summer. Connected to mainland France by the Ghost Causeway, a road that vanishes beneath the tide twice daily, the island becomes a metaphor for how truth can disappear beneath carefully constructed family narratives. Antoine hasn't returned since 1973, the summer before his mother Clarisse died of what he was told was a brain aneurysm. At the Hotel Saint-Pierre, everything remains eerily unchanged. The ivy-covered facade, the musty smell of beeswax and lavender, their family's preferred table. Antoine can still see her descending the hotel stairs in a black strapless dress, her damp hair in a chignon, moving with a dancer's grace. He remembers the freckles on her nose, the pearls in her ears. What Antoine doesn't yet understand is that beneath these sun-soaked memories lies a love story his family worked desperately to erase. Throughout Antoine's investigation, intimate letters reveal a secret affair. "I cannot keep your letters, though I long to," one entry confesses. "Destroy this." Another describes waiting on a pier for a lover who never came, maintaining appearances as a nice, timid, proper mother while meeting someone who is temptation personified. These confessions reveal a woman from humble origins, a southern village where her parents sold fruit and olive oil, who had never taken a train before meeting her husband in Paris. Now, at 35, she's discovered a passion that makes her previous life feel like sleepwalking. She surrenders to this forbidden love like the tide sweeping relentlessly over the Gouasse, fully aware of the danger, yet unable to resist. As these fragments accumulate, we begin to suspect what Antoine doesn't yet know, that these are his mother's words, and the perfect Ray family concealed a woman suffocating beneath expectations. After Clarisse's death in 1974, the Ray families systematically erased her. Photographs vanished. Her name became forbidden. 3 years later, Antoine's father, Francois, remarried Regine, a cold woman who redecorated their apartment into sterile modernity and raised the children with rigid bourgeois values where grief was suppressed. The family hierarchy was dominated by Antoine's patrician grandparents, Robert and Blanche, who held court at Hotel Saint-Pierre like minor royalty. Antoine recalls how his father reached for Clarisse first, with raw, naked love that embarrassed him. Yet this possessive love couldn't see the woman beneath the wife, couldn't recognize her separate desires. The erasure wasn't just about removing photographs, it was the final act of control, ensuring she'd be remembered only as they wanted, not as she truly was. At 42, Antoine is drowning divorced, yet desperately in love with his ex-wife Astrid, disconnected from his screen-obsessed teenagers, stuck in an architectural career that feels stale, flat. Then he meets Angèle Rouvatier outside Melanie's hospital. She asks for a cigarette, invites him for drinks that turn into passionate sex, and only afterward reveals she's a mortician who handles dead people all day long. The paradox is striking. A woman whose profession is death, but who embodies life in its most vibrant form. Her approach to relationships is refreshingly honest, multiple boyfriends, not the marrying kind, yet offering Antoine emotional intimacy without possessiveness. Her comfort with death stems from finding her father's suicide at 13. The mortician who reconstructed his shattered head inspired her career choice. This early confrontation with mortality gave Antoine wisdom that helps Antoine navigate grief. She teaches him that death must be acknowledged and processed, not hidden away, a lesson the Ray family never learned. The truth surfaces in fragments. Gaspar reveals Clarice died at the apartment, not at home. Blanche's detective reports show Clarice with June Ashby, a tall, platinum-blonde American gallery owner. Antoine discovers June owned a 57th Street gallery, died in 1989, and co-founded Daughters of Hope, a lesbian social group. Gallery contact Donna Rogers confirms Clarice was the love of June's life. She sends letters, photographs, including nude shots inscribed "My Sweet Love" and a Super 8 film. Watching his mother walk the Plage des Dames in her orange bathing suit, then the Gauze Causeway in a red sweater, Antoine weeps at her graceful dancer's walk and loving smile as she presses her palm to the lens. The story crystallizes. Clarice met June at Noirmoutier in 1972, continued meeting secretly, and by 1973 couldn't hide her feelings. Blanche received damning photographs and confronted Clarice that February morning. But Clarice wasn't afraid. She loved June and would tell Francois herself, seeking divorce and a new life. Angela reveals the likely cause of Clarice's death, a ruptured brain aneurysm. She points to documented symptoms, migraines, nausea, vomiting, eye pain, double vision, all signs of a swelling aneurysm that likely ruptured during the confrontation with Blanche. This brings Antoine peace. Knowing why doesn't make death easier to accept, but acknowledging who his mother truly was, not an idealized figure, but a complex woman with her own desires and dreams, does matter. Near the novel's end, Angela drives her Harley-Davidson across the Gauze Causeway as the tide comes in, water spraying on either side. Antoine feels both terror and exhilaration, yet ultimately, gloriously safe, safer than I've felt since my father's protective hand on my back as a boy. This crossing symbolizes his willingness to face the unknown. Under starry skies in Angela's garden, he feels something inside me has been released. He realizes this extraordinary woman whose job is death has given me the kiss of life. Secrets don't disappear. They calcify, becoming harder and more damaging with time. Antoine's mother lived a double life because the world left no room for her authentic self. Like the Gauze Causeway, secrets can't stay submerged forever. When they emerge, they bring both devastation and liberation. Antoine's journey reveals that facing difficult truths about family isn't about destroying cherished memories, but honoring the full complexity of those we love. Your parents had lives before you, dreams beyond you, struggles you may never fully understand. The question isn't whether to uncover these truths, but whether you're brave enough to love them more deeply once you do.